So, I don't know if you heard the question I had asked. I was asking kind of about the website you guys have created. Is it more of like a digital kind of poster where it just says the facts and where he's been, or are you planning on morphing that more into more things as time goes on?
Did you speak to Detective Chase about the site?
Yeah, I did, yes.
I'm going to defer to any comments that Detective Chase made about that. I'm not well versed with it, and I'm not comfortable speaking too much about it at this time.
Okay. And have you, as you guys have spoken to the FBI and it starts to kind of rise higher up the chain, are you learning things from them that they use to catch serial criminals?
We've worked very closely with the FBI on the investigation, and I'd have to say that between us and them, we're very stymied. We're at a stalemate on the investigation, which is why I don't know if Detective Chase told you, we just recently went and presented to their national conference where all 56 divisions of the Federal Bureau of Investigation meet each year, and we get shared information about the AK-47 Bandit. Just to hopefully maybe reach that agent that has a different perspective, but they haven't shared. I mean, they did present the case to one of their profilers and shared that information with us, but it hasn't been anything I think that is tangible or revealing for us to at this point follow up upon, because again, because we just don't have a lot of information about who this guy is.
And is that rare for having there been so many robberies that there is so little information about him? Does that go back to his whole possibly military or police training?
We believe so, but again, we don't know, but that is what we're concluding to date.
And so from here, is it pretty much just waiting either for a tip that leads somewhere or him striking again to kind of keep gathering more then, since you said you're kind of at a stalemate?
We're waiting for a tip. We're waiting for additional information about a car or a stop or even a contact. There are a lot of law enforcement crimes that are solved by a police officer learning about the AK-47 Bandit. You never know when that state trooper is going to stop a dark Nissan Maxima, issue the driver a ticket, and learn about, a couple days later in a briefing setting, hey, we're looking for a bank robbery suspect who has piercing blue eyes. He's a white male, about 5'8", 230 pounds, driving a black Nissan Maxima, the chrome package. And that police officer's going to say, hey, I wrote a ticket to a guy like that last week. And that does happen. It has happened. It happens a lot more frequently than people realize. So what we're really looking for is to get that crime bulletin in front of every American and every law enforcement officer, again, because people are coming in contact with this man presumably every day, and it's just going to take that one person, if they had that flyer sitting next to them and looking at him, to go put two and two together and say to themselves, I may be dealing with the AK-47 Bandit.
How high profile is this case in comparison to any other one you've dealt with at Chino? Is this up there?
For me, this is probably the most important case the Chino Police Department has ever worked in my career. As far as this armed suspect coming in to the city, opening fire upon one of our police officers and attempting to kill him in an effort to escape through the commission of a robbery. It's one of the most serious crimes the Chino Police Department and violent crimes has ever investigated. There's been other crimes that have been equally serious, but as far as an attack upon our police officer, if not being one of the most serious.
And is there anything else I may not have asked that you would want to say about the whole process that you guys are going through?
We just appreciate your interest in the case, and the only thing I ask, I think that, you know, if you've spoken to Detective Chase, I did tell Ms. Kingsland, there may be just a couple things we ask you to not expound upon.
Oh, yes.
Is the fact about, you know, him getting that amount of money and the time in between robberies.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, we appreciate you taking interest in our case and working on it. Boy, if you come across the clue that solves it, I just want to remind you there's a $100,000 reward for anybody that leads to the arrest and conviction of the AK-47 bandit.
Trust me, I've looked at that. I'm trying to pay for school somehow, so I will be looking extra hard. But I also had talked to Detective Chase about possibly getting the at least publicly released footage of all the robberies, because I was hoping to make a timeline of sorts, just with each, just a quick outline of what each has happened at each robbery. Is that a possibility?
That shouldn't be a problem, because each agency has printed a flyer about a crime flyer about their robbery, kind of synopsizing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll work through Detective Chase to get that, did he offer to get that for you, or what was his response?
He did, yeah. He said I had to go through the PIO.
Okay.
So,
yeah, we have a timeline of that. We've released it on other press releases. I know we have. So if you'll just work with one of our PIOs, and if you don't get it, let me know, Kenny. I'll help you get it.
Okay. Thank you. And yeah,
okay.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. I'm very interested in this this topic, and I really hope it gets solved soon and peacefully.
Okay, Kenny, we're proud of you too. I hear you're in a great program down there at USC. Your aunt is very proud of you, and just by hearing, you know, she brags on you. Quite frankly, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but keep up the good work down there. And again, seriously, thank you for taking an interest in our case.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Kenny.
Drive safe. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.